Welcome to When Did Things Come Out?
When did it come out?
When did it come out?
When?
Please, what do you mean Grand Theft Autumn was released in 2003? Who would have thought?
Wow.
Yeah.
What when awaits did things us come out? In the sands of time?
This is a game show that is sweeping our Patreon for some reason. We had what I thought was one of the worst short rests of all time about a month ago, and everyone was just clamoring for more of us guessing when things came out. So we're like, you know what? As we sort of cap Skulldova,
yeah.
Why don't we cap the Skulldova short rests with the best
Perfect.
Thing we've ever done?
I think this is going to revolutionize teaching. This is yeah. going to be how history teachers teach kids about stuff now.
They're just going to be like, when do you think this came out?
I have some that if people want, I have like hints of other things that happened that year.
Oh, whoa. Nice.
Our format is we're sitting in a little bit of a diamond formation here.
Always.
So we're going to have
for power.
Caldwell is going to go first. He's going to read from a category. Our categories are electronics, products, ill-remembered cinema, TV shows that happened, pop culture phenomena, and tunes.
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 Tunes like music, not like cartoons.
Correct. Yes.
Oh, shit. That's so confusing. Let's add a category that's tunes.
That's a little late.
Yeah. Well, okay. But, it's there now.
We can get it done.
Well, okay. So my first category is going to be tunes. And by that, I mean ill-remembered cinema.
Okay. Wow. That's so confusing immediately. Okay. So the way this is going to work out is, unlike Jeopardy, where the contestant chooses, the person asking the question will choose the category. We'll kind of try to vary it up so we're not going through the same thing over and over again.
Yes.
Jeopardy's pretty good, but could be better.
Jeopardy's okay, but I feel like When Did Things Come Out really is going to nail
we
it.
Fixed.
Oh, should perfect we, what Jeopardy should started. We give all of our answers with a questioning?
In a questioning tone, yeah.
In a questioning tone, but not as a question.
Tone?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Just a questioning tone.
Or we could say, like, when was 2009?
Yeah. So then we will go around the diamond. We'll go around the diamond here. Caldwell will say the first category. Emily gets to guess first,
yes.
And then me, and then Jake, and then we'll keep moving around the diamond here,
right.
And then it'll be Emily, and then I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets to you, when you make your guess, you cannot say the same year that someone else said. So you get a little bit of an advantage going first, but everyone will get their chance as
it's
we
a
go
rotating
through.
Advantage.
Yeah,
and we're encouraged to have a chat during it, right? We're not just
well,
guessing
that's why
it.
I'm going to give you guys, if you guys want hints, I
right.
do have some hints.
Line. Yeah,
oh,
but
great.
That's going to be tough with the hints, though, because then the first person would get a lot of advantage over
oh,
the other people.
True. Well, I think that's if nobody,
if nobody, guesses. If nobody knows mm-hmm. anything about it.
Right,
period,
right. If we're all wrong, maybe we can call for a hint and do another round.
Oh, if we go around again, sort of snake style, the person mm-hmm. at the end gets to go again with a hint.
Oh.
I like
oh.
that.
Good,
so you, we got to get it dead on. All right, we're learning on our feet.
Wow.
That's what makes it better than Jeopardy, ultimately.
Yeah.
Like, Jeopardy would never change the rules. Jeopardy would never change the rules mid-game. Each one will be worth a point because none of these are, like, especially hard or easy.
They're nothing.
Arbitrary.
Yeah.
They're nothing.
Right.
They're just things that happen.
Okay, so Caldwell, you go first.
Each one is worth a point. We're playing the first to 1,000?
Yes, first to 1,000. We'll be here for 7 hours.
Uh-huh.
Caldwell, pick your category, pick your thing, and then M will be the first to answer.
Okay, so my category is going to be ill-remembered cinema.
Okay.
This one's, like, very near and dear to my heart. When did the Mickey Mouse short Runaway Brain premiere?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Runaway Brain.
Mickey
Runaway
Mouse
Brain. If you would like some
short.
Additional information about it, it was released in front of a kid in King Arthur's court.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That gives me
that
an
helps.
Idea. That does help. I'm going to guess 1994.
Okay.
That's a pretty good guess. You know, when you first said that, I was immediately like, I take back everything I said about the hints. We actually do need hints. Because when you said a king in King Arthur's court, I remember that a movie, which is literally about like a baseball playing kid that then goes to King Arthur's court.
It is based on the 1889 Mark Twain novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is
about
he's on like
kid.
A baseball team
Let
called
drop.
The Knights, and then he goes to King Arthur's.
You got
court.
It.
Yeah, I was very young when this came out. I think I'm gonna say 1992.
Okay, 92 for Murph.
Okay.
Yeah, Jake.
Okay, I have no idea actually what either of these things are. So
you didn't. You seem like a kid in King Arthur's court kid.
All right, you are a Connecticut Yankee.
More of an Angels in the Outfield guy. So wait, the guesses so far, Emily said 94,
92.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just, I mean, I truly am shot in the dark, 93. 10 years before Fall Out Boy's Grand Theft Auto.
If Jake just says he doesn't know Kid in King Arthur's Court, but got this, I'm going to be furious.
So you're all wrong.
Fuck!
Ooh. But are we allowing for the chance to scoop here?
No. We're doing, we're going
back around.
Okay.
So now Jake guesses again.
With a hint.
Now Jake gets it again with a hint.
No more hints. No more hints. We're there. We're in it. We're so close.
Yeah. It's true. Like the hint was a Kid in King Arthur's Court. Yeah.
You know, then I think it's 91 because I think if it were later, I'd remember.
Okay. Jake's going to guess 91. I got to go. I guess my only choice. Oh my God. It could be 90. Fuck me, man. How fucking young was I when this movie came out? Was I 10 years old or was I 5 years old? It's all so arbitrary. I'll say 1990.
Okay, 1990
for Murph. That's what I would have loved to do, but 1989, I don't think it's 90s.
Okay, I don't think it's 89.
I don't think it's 95.
Okay.
Emily, you were so close, it was 95.
God damn! Oh! You did not pick it, so none of us got it!
None of us got it.
Are we playing closest? Because Emily was closest with 94.
I was closest with 94.
Okay, yeah, we will give it to Em.
All right, we're going to give Emily a point.
I think you have to nail it.
You think you have to?
No, I think...
Because that's not when it came out.
We all got a second chance.
When did things come out?
It goes to the same person who got closest.
I think,
this is my only chance at getting a point.
Okay, yeah.
I have an additional fun fact about this movie.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was looking up the poster. The tagline for this movie is Joust Do It.
Yeah.
No way. That's a super fun fact.
Yeah. So I guess I'm a hack.
Yeah. This is delightful.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Incredible.
Kind of a fun game.
This is kind of fun.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, so it was 1995. That's crazy.
95. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
This was one of the most recent Mickey Mouse shorts until 2013. They had not done Mickey Mouse shorts forever.
Yeah.
And then they did this new one. And it was weird because it was like a horror short where Mickey swaps brains with a monster. And I remember being like really well animated, but also kind of scary because it's like a giant gorilla-sized Mickey terrorizing a town. And then I guess they didn't do shorts until 2013 for this very reason.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of a relic.
Hell yeah.
All okay.
Right, you pick the category and the question.
I'm taking us into electronics.
Oops. Okay.
I love those.
Creepy crawlers.
Oh, whoa, man.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, creepy crawlers were little
creepy crawlers
gooey.
I have a little definition of it.
Take us back.
It was like these little ovens that you pour a chemical substance called plastigoop into molds of insects.
Scientific
and you
term.
Heat them over an open-faced hot plate until they become rubbery replicas.
So dangerous. There's no way this was okay for kids to have.
Right.
There's no way the fumes were okay for us.
Yeah. I had one that I played with alone in my room.
Like, yeah. With all the windows closed.
Right.
Yeah.
You've heard of microplastic. These are macroplastics.
Yeah. Just imagine throwing a blanket over your creepy crawlers while it's plugged in and going. Okay, I'm going to say, I know I was super young for this.
Yeah.
I love me saying that as if being 10 is not super young. It's like, oh, was it, 35 years ago or 29 years ago? Okay, I'm going to guess I was like 7 years old when this came out.
Mm.
No, maybe 8. I'm going to say 1993.
Yeah, that was right in my
zone.
Seems
like a good guess.
I remember the house that we lived in and my parents moved a bunch. So that helps.
Oh,
and
that's
remember
really
my
helpful.
Brother, I think it was the summer before my brother was born.
Oh, he's got too many siblings. This is cheating.
That's right.
He knows all the years. He's got
1992.
Dude,
wow.
You have too many significant dates. Not
yeah,
fair.
So many significant dates. You cheated. You remember years.
It is legitimately cheating because you can just be like, I remember my brother was 3 years old and thus it must be this year.
So you said 92, you said 93.
Uh-huh.
I think, I know that this is the follow-up to the Easy Bake Oven because they were like, okay, we made the Easy Bake Oven, but now we have to make it for boys because boys hate cooking and
boys
they don't want to be in the
food.
Kitchen. Yeah,
they fucking hate food.
Boys hate making sweet treats for themselves. They need to eat worms that maybe they'll eat because they think it's food. I'm gonna go late. I'll say 94 just to round it out.
Okay. Em, did any of us get it right?
all incorrect.
What? Okay. So Caldwell goes.
All right. I'm going to say.
Would you like the hint?
No, because Caldwell goes first, so I don't want a hint. This is one of the rules. We all have to unanimously agree on a hint.
I feel like a hint would be fun.
We're so close.
No hint.
We're so close.
Fine.
No hint.
Fuck you guys. No hint.
Really, no hint.
No hint. If they don't want a hint, then I don't want a fucking hint. I don't like up here.
No, we're getting competitive, but it is better radio if you get a hint.
Em's giving us a look like, you idiots, let's make this good radio.
Right. So we're just getting angry at each other.
Okay, no, Em, go ahead. Give us a hint.
It was the same year the Beatles performed for the first time for an American audience on the Ed Sullivan Show, and also the Cleveland Browns won the NFL championship.
Oh my God. Creepy Crawlers was a...
It's ancient.
Oh no!
Oh, fuck
holy
me.
Fuck! We did need that so bad.
Wow.
That's what I was looking at.
That's
like,
so fucking funny.
It makes sense. Okay. Wow.
I thought you were just like, it was 1990, and one of us was gonna get it, but you were still like, instead of you guys hemming and hawing, let's say something interesting. But okay. No, these 90s toys that were actually relaunches.
This makes sense though, because I feel like in that era, you've also got toys where like they had like pewter building toys where you basically like melted metal.
You gotta just know when the Beatles were on the
right. Okay, this is gonna be really telling because I'm so bad with anything beyond like 1990 as far as history goes. I want to say 1958. Is that way too early?
Yes, it is way too early.
God damn
but
it.
That is your turn.
Okay.
Unless he's right. I think it's too early.
That's back to Jake.
1964.
I think that's okay.
That's a good guess.
God damn it. 1967.
Okay. The reveal is that Jake got it dead on.
Oh!
And not only that, but he guessed 1992, which was when it was reintroduced.
Wow.
It was originally Thingmaker Creepy Crawlers in 1964, and they had all these spin-offs. You could make Mini Dragons, Zoofies, Goofies, Incredible Edibles, Fright Factory. These were all spin-offs. It was called Thingmaker Creepy Crawlies. But then it was, for safety reasons, discontinued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was reintroduced in 1992.
Wow.
What did they didn't make it that much safer.
Guests. The original version must have been so dangerous.
The original version had metal casts.
That's awesome.
That checks out.
That fucking rocks.
The original version, there's a picture of it, and it looks rusted. And I don't know if that's design or it's unsafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a point for Jake.
Great. Okay.
We could rule that that's 2 points for
Jake. No, that's one.
There's a case for it.
There's no case.
Hell, I don't hate it.
That's fucking
I don't hate
bullshit.
That.
We can't just.
Why
I would feel this
really
way about
Caldwell. Jake, now you want him to take you over?
I'm just saying. He one-shotted the reintroduction and the introduction.
It makes the point scoring a little interesting.
This sucks.
It's a disgrace to history.
Sort of get it right. All right. I've got one. Okay. So, and then Jake will answer first.
Great.
Pop culture phenomena.
Ooh.
Okay.
Charlize Theron and Steven Jenkins of Third Eye Blind launch publicly as a power couple.
Wow.
Okay.
Publicly.
Theron.
Publicly as a power couple.
Yeah. Presumably they hooked up before, but this is when they're first like photographed together.
What did they have a celebrity name?
Proof.
Okay.
I think we can make it up. I think this was more important to me as a funny thing that the guy from Third Eye Blind broke up with Charlize Theron.
Well, if it's Theron and Jenkins, probably Thinkins would be their celebrity couple names.
Yeah. Okay. When was Thinkins born?
When was Thinkins a thing?
Not born. Launched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the self-titled album came out in 1998.
Fuck, I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Charlize hears Semi-Charmed Life. She's like, this is incredible.
This is it. Can I graduate to being your girlfriend?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then obviously the Blue album must be about Charlize. And I believe that came out in 2000. I'm just going to say 1999. It feels like 1999.
Okay. Caldwell?
So everything Jake said is entirely what I'm going to be using to base off my answer.
Great.
Great. Sometimes it's better to go later. I will say 1998.
God damn it. That was what I was going to say, because I feel like they went public because Third Eye Blind was all over the Dawson's Creek soundtrack.
Wow.
And Charlize was like, I got to actually go public
with
this.
It was a red carpet event that they launched.
So I was going to say 98, but now I'll say 97.
Okay. One of you nailed it perfectly.
Ooh. Okay.
Using Jake's logic. Caldwell nailed
it. Yes, I knew it.
And 1998.
I was so mad when he went for 98.
Yeah, 98.
I was like, wow. It was peak Dawson's Creek. I guarantee you.
Peak Third Eye Blind. Yeah.
This is why this game rules, is because you can be really stupid and still win. I got one. I'm on the board.
Hey, all right, Jake.
I'll never let you go.
You pick the category and Caldwell goes first. I'm the only one with 0 points.
Hey.
Even though I'm the freaking coolest.
Wow. All right. So we've done pop culture phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
We've done electronics, and we have done ill-remembered cinema. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and do products.
Ooh,
yeah.
Products.
When did Bop It come out?
Oh, Jake, this was almost on my list.
Shit. This better not be another one that it came out in the 50s.
And then it was
1942. World War II toy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 94.
That's a pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that's a good guess.
I think that it's earlier than that. I think it was, I'm going to say 92.
Bop It, by the way, was like a memory game where it tells you to bop it, twist it, or pull it. Mm-hmm. Later add other things.
Yeah.
And it speeds up.
And the original Bop It was hard enough, so you don't have to do that.
And we made a lot of like sexual innuendo jokes
at
my school about Bop It.
Yeah, because it's twisted.
Were kind of making a lot, like, was I older than that? But actually, I'm thinking that it was as I got older that I
then
knew
it
to
went
make
back
fun
to
of
it.
Bop
It.
Were my friends making Bop It jokes about masturbating, and did I understand that yet? That's where I'm at.
What'd you guys guess again?
94.
92.
I think it wasn't super, super early. I don't think I had this game when I was like 5 or 6. I think I had it when I was like 10. So I'm going to say 1995.
That might be right.
Okay.
All three of you are incorrect.
What the fuck? Okay, Jake, you have to. Okay, this is the rule. You have to tell us if we're off by 50 years.
You are not off by 50 years.
Okay, great.
I told you guys you were off by 50 years by giving you a hint.
I know.
You tried to deny. Yes.
You guys don't need the Cleveland Browns hint.
Yeah.
You guys are in the zone.
The Bop It was originally invented to use for digging trenches during World War I.
All right, Caldwell. Oh, wait, no, I go again,
you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guesses have been
92, 94, 95.
Yeah.
Incorrect guesses.
92, 94, 95. Okay, I'm going to say 93.
I'm going to go 91.
I'm going late, 97.
Wow. You guys all avoided the correct answer.
Oh, fuck!
0 points are awarded. 1996.
Really?
Oh, so close.
I was so
that was
sure.
The song of the summer for me. 1996, the Bop It soundtrack.
I kissed my first girlfriend to that.
But wait, we gave Emily a point for being close. I was closest with 97, but I guess I was one over,
no,
so maybe
but,
it doesn't count.
But Murph had guessed 95.
Fuck. Okay,
oh, we can do what we did the last time and see when in 1996 it was released and if it was closer to 95 or 97.
Oh,
let's
true,
do that.
True.
Okay.
Okay. When Bop It come out?
Shit, don't look it up. I made up 1996. I didn't have time to do the research.
All right, there's no quick way to find out. Quick Googles are not telling us what month it came out, so I think we just get to
sacrifice the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I think if one person clearly is closer, we can give it to them, or if the information is readily available. Otherwise, we got to move on.
This is one memory game. We failed.
Thank you. Jake, you just did it, so Caldwell now asks.
Ooh, back around.
Back around.
Yeah.
That's right.
Score right now is everyone has one, except for me.
Don't I have two? I thought I got two for my answer.
Nope. That absolutely
not. I remember
true.
Awarding
That's
you.
It's not
two.
Even a little bit fucking true.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, two was suggested, but ultimately not confirmed.
Yeah. I should also get half a point for the Fallout Boy thing.
Yeah, I'm going to move on over to a very adjacent category with electronics.
So adjacent. One would argue our categories are bad.
No. Everything about the show is good, and we're good. When did Big Mouth Billy Bass come out?
Holy fuck.
Oh,
ooh.
Oh, I have a great hint in my head that I'm not sharing with anyone.
Okay.
I don't have a hint ready to go for this one, so I am going to look it up while everyone guesses.
It feels, though the technology wasn't there, it does feel like a Great Depression zeitgeist. So I'm thinking that it was in the 70s because maybe the technology was there at that point, but people were feeling a pinching of, you know, a need for something to sing a little song. So I'm going to guess 1979.
I think Emily's off by at least 30 years.
I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, all right.
Just for the interest of making the show good, I will say what my hint is that came into my head, which is Tony Soprano loves Big Mouth Billy Bass. And so it would have just come out.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have filmed that. I think it was like season two or three that he gets one for Christmas and thinks
such a funny episode.
It's great. I'm going to guess it came out in 2000.
2000 for Murph.
Wow.
Wide range this time.
Super wide range.
See, I was planning on guessing 1985 because to me, Billy Bass has been around for my entire life. And that was the year I was
really
born. I feel like we were born the same year.
He's always been there for me.
I thought this got popular when we were like teenagers.
Jake has a picture of him at his mother holding him in the hospital, and over their shoulders is a Billy Bass.
Did it just, is this another rebrand? Did they do a relaunch?
Jake, are you thinking of like an actual bass fish mounted on a
wall? I must be thinking of an actual bass.
Caldwell, don't fucking help him. He already has a point.
I actually think Murph is right. I feel like the Soprano things is pretty spot on.
Shouldn't have gave my hint.
I'm going to have to hope that he's a little bit wrong, so I'll guess 99. And try to scoop him.
Currently, no one is correct.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Is it hint? What do we think about a hint?
No hints. Yeah. Jake, it's your turn.
I think, yeah, the Sopranos was
I
the
gave
hint.
You a fucking
yeah,
hint.
Yeah, the Sopranos.
Nobody have
was
a pleasant
hint.
Conversation. Yeah. Get down to answering.
Okay. Yeah, Jake, you go again.
2001.
Okay. I'll say, God damn it, it's probably 2001. Unless it was, maybe
it's
it was.
It's a pre 9/11 toy for sure.
Yeah, I think it has to be 2001, but I guess I'll just guess 1998.
I'm going to go 97.
97?
Things did stick around longer. It could have been invented. It could have been launched. And then it could have been, maybe it got popular because of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
The answer was December 1998. Murph, you are correct.
Yes!
Okay. Wow. He's on the
you
board.
Thank God it. I'm
on the
board.
I believe it was a hot holiday toy in December of 1998.
Wow.
But then also, they reintroduced it for various holidays. So you could get one with like a Santa hat and stuff. So I think that's it had lasting power, which is why it showed up later on Sopranos.
Dads loved it. Dads and Tony Soprano loved that toy.
But it's really telling that like it wasn't until like 2 years later that Tony Soprano found out about it.
Right, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to take it over to, do you guys want ill-remembered cinema, TV shows that happened, or pop culture phenomenon? Or products.
We haven't done TV yet, have we?
Let's do TV.
Yeah, TV's fresh.
Monica and Chandler's first on-camera kiss.
Okay.
On the TV show Friends.
All right, okay. I'm going to have to work backwards here. Okay, so I think Friends was ending.
Do you guys want a hint? Because you won't actually need it. Paula Cole, it was the same year that Paula Cole beat out Fiona Apple and Erykah Badu, Hanson, and Puff Daddy to win Best New Artist at the Grammys.
Wow. Okay, that actually.
Yeah, I feel like Chandler and Monica would have helped me with any of the other categories.
that was actually really helpful because New Artist, like Hanson. That's wow. That's way older than I thought this would have been. I would have thought this would be late 90s, but this is mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 1999.
Good try, Murph, but you are wrong. The correct answer is 2002.
Okay.
That's wild that you think Hanson got New Artist in 2002.
I was going to guess 1999 as well. That Hanson feels very 1999 coded in my brain. They're like kind of just joined in that time point. But I guess I will say 2000 because I do feel like Murph is right that it was in the later seasons that they got together, but not the most late
seasons. Now that I think about it, I really regret 2000.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you should all regret your guesses because no one was correct.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to give you another hint.
Yeah.
Google is launched.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Caldwell, that's your turn.
Back around to you.
Okay. I just guessed 2000. Fuck. I don't think it was 2001. So I'll go earlier. I guess I'll go 98.
Jake?
Oh, God. 99's been said.
Yeah.
I mean, 97. God, I don't think it's after that.
96.
The correct answer? 1998.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah,
that's what I take to my points. Yeah, we got two of them.
When did that show launch? I guess it probably came out and might be a future question. So let's not get too into it.
Don't get crazy.
But I'm guessing mid 90s. All right, let's see what I have the funniest of. Okay, this is a silly one. Products. Janko, short for Judge None, choose one, is founded.
Whoa.
Founded.
I had no idea. Jake. That's what it...
I could see Janko being sort of like a World War II invention.
Right, right? Yeah, they had to carry all the guns. Yeah, they had to carry the guns.
Yeah. It's true, yeah. You could conceal like a full assault rifle almost. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're coming back a little bit. The kids are definitely wearing Janko-esque stuff. Mm.
All right, I have a very specific memory. I used to wear Jankos, but I was afraid of being called a poser. So I didn't want to wear any Jankos that were like too obvious. Whoa. And I remember one time I accidentally was wearing my corduroy Jankos to school when my mom was about to drop me off. And I realized I was wearing corduroy Jankos. And I had a friend that also had corduroy Jankos. And I cried and made her take me home so I wouldn't get called a poser.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm in therapy right now.
Yeah. I'm going to be so sad if he's like, if Jake goes, so it must be 2004.
So that has to be 2019.
Yeah, so I was getting dropped off at college.
I should be 18 or 19 years old.
I think it's 1996.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
Yeah, that's really where I wanted to be as well.
96 is a really good guess, but I'm going to say, kind of going with Emily's historical approach, I feel like they toiled and they really, it took them a long time to get Jinkos off the ground. I feel like there was a lot of prototyping. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was maybe like a like Southern California scene for Jinkos before it exploded mm-hmm. into the mainstream. So I'm going to say 94. They were like making the pants wider and wider, and it wasn't until 94 that they were like, they're wide enough.
They're too wide.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna just thread that needle with 95.
Okay. You all are very wrong.
What? What?
Very wrong.
Okay. That'll What's the hint?
That'll yeah. be a hint.
Okay.
Very
Wrong. There's no hint?
I didn't prepare it. Well, we should talk about this that hard.
You should look up one because this is the time when I would benefit. And if we want to.
Yeah, take a moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
All you do is you go to Wikipedia the year.
Yeah, I'll just do 1985.
Wait, you just said it out loud.
Wait, did I?
Wait, did he just say it? What did he just say out loud?
1985, I thought.
All right, here's the hint. This is the year that New Coke came out.
Whoa. Oh. Okay.
New Coke.
Okay.
I'm at a disadvantage here because I was a Pepsi family.
You really what? Were.
If you'd say Crystal Pepsi, I would have known.
Jeez Louise. Okay. I'm going to backyard barbecues, filtering through the ice boxes. New Coke isn't a good hint for me. So I'm just going to go late. No, it couldn't possibly be 97. Mm. Although I do have a track record of saying exactly the thing and saying it's not it. So I'm going to say 97.
Okay. Call ball.
New Coke, I feel like, came out when I was too young to remember or maybe drink Coke. So I'm going to say early. I'm going to say 88.
Okay.
Okay.
Jake?
I think it's 85.
It is 1985.
Ah!
So you did say the date.
I did, but I lied to all of you. And
then you said you didn't.
Of course I said I didn't. I fucked up.
I almost didn't guess 85. But
you all heard it. I was going to throw it out if everyone just agreed that like I had said it. And I guess I muttered it.
You know what it was? It was the hint, actually, that really did it for me, though.
No, it was worth saying.
You all said it. You all knew I said it.
I thought Jake heard it, but I didn't hear it. So then
and then he said 1985.
Yeah, but then
Should we throw this one out?
I'm fine with it.
No, because I was kind of on the hook to have 2 points anyway for my double guess.
Yeah, if anything, this counts for the second point that he should have gotten.
Yeah, honor my second point. Also, I had a book that was things that happened the year I was born, and I remember that New Coke was one of the big things that happened the year I was born, 1985, from this book.
Really? I didn't know that.
Published by Coca-Cola.
Oh, you should have spelled New Coke, because I thought it was N-U with an umlaut.
Oh, right.
That's why I thought it must have been mid-2000s. Yeah.
All right, Jake, you pick a category.
I've got one that bridges the gap between tunes and pop culture.
Wow. Cartoons or music tunes?
This was a tune that became an event. We're talking about Ashley Simpson lip syncing on SNL.
Whoa.
Do you guys remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
I actually don't recall this, but the names should be enough to guess off of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ashley Simpson is singing her song. I believe it's Pieces of You.
Pieces of Me.
Pieces of Me.
Right.
Yeah. And on SNL, they introduce a different song, but then the track of Pieces of Me starts
the
playing.
The song from the first, because I think she performed twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a pop culture phenomena, I would say.
It was.
It's a crossover.
It's really
for sure.
Fucking wild to watch it, actually.
It's, yeah. Very awkward.
It's so sad.
So cringe. So it's very cringe.
So I remember that Family Guy did a parody of this event later on. So if I was still watching Family Guy religiously, it would have definitely been like early high school. So I'm going to pin this at 2002.
I'm trying to think of when Ashley Simpson was on the scene, because I know that my brother and I used to address our Christmas presents to each other as from Jessica Simpson and Ashley Simpson. Uh-huh. And so funny. I'm like, when did we start doing that? And because that meant that Ashley Simpson was on the scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not just Jessica Simpson. And I want to say we started doing that like not that late. So I think she was on the scene closer to Jessica Simpson than I probably would have guessed. So I'm going to put it at 1999.
That is way too early, IMO.
99 is kind of like answering C on the SATs. It's just it's always a good guess.
Okay.
Okay, everyone can stop judging my guess. The person who literally does not remember pop culture.
I'm in
stuff.
Last place, and also I said the answer out loud the last time I asked a question.
So. I didn't need it, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So from what I remember, there was a reality show about her. That is sort of how she came on the scene while she was recording her album. Reality shows really became more of a thing towards the end of high school for us, I think. I know Real World and Survivor and stuff came out, but it was really when like MTV became not really music, all reality stuff was like mid 2000s. So I'm going to guess 2000 and... four.
Somebody has nailed it. Murph.
Yeah! Damn it. All right.
I can't believe Family Guy's failed me.
Wow, I almost went 2005.
Is that two for you now?
Whoa.
That's two for me. So we all have two. M has one.
Okay. I have one, which I almost didn't even get.
Who are we on? Who just asked that one?
That was Jake. That was Jake.
Yeah. Okay, so Background Colin will ask the question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to stick in tunes because I've got a fun one here. When did Weird Al's first single come out?
Oof. Ooh. Oh, God, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, the first time I remember hearing of him was his Amish Paradise, but I know that that's not his first single. I would guess Amish Paradise would have come out the same year as Gangster's Paradise, which would have come out the same year as Dangerous Minds, which...
This is incredible working backwards.
Yeah, honestly...
Oh, wait, I am giving everyone hints now.
No,
right?
I know. But
you guys all know because you're Weird Al people. I would guess that that was around 95 would be my guess, but I'm going to have to backpedal a lot. Because I can't imagine Amish Paradise was his first song. No, that was probably actually 96. It's also probably wrong. Apologies to everyone listening to me work this out and be wrong.
No, that's great. It's like people are like inside of our brains right now.
Again, I said the answer out loud before.
I'm going to guess 1992.
Okay.
We did just let that slide. The Murph said the answer out loud. We could have rapped harder about it.
Okay.
It's honestly more impressive that I committed and got it right, even though he said that it was going to be wrong.
I'm not sure on this one because I think it straight up could be like 1979. It could be late 70s. I think it's almost definitely in the 80s. If I had to guess his first single, I would think it was Fat, his parody of Bad by Michael Jackson.
Right.
Which would mean I'm going to place this. And when did Thriller came out? So Bad was after Thriller, I think. So this is 80s. I'm going to say 1987.
87 for Murph. What did you say, Emily?
92
for Emily. Okay. Jake.
I'm probably wrong, but I just feel like Weird Al came out with a splash. I think that I'm aware of his first single and his first album. I'm just going to say 1997 because that's when I became aware of Weird Al.
That's wild.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Absolutely a wild swing.
Great range on this one.
Okay.
I will say no one is correct yet.
Okay.
Jake, you get to snake it. Do you want a hint? This is going to be a good hint, I think.
Yeah.
So double hint. The song got its first major radio play on the Dr. Demento show.
Yeah.
But it was recorded in the bathroom across from the KCPR studios.
Sick.
That actually doesn't help me at all.
It doesn't help me.
But I like the context, though. It's good flavor.
Sometimes it's just fun.
Yeah. Drops me into a world that I don't know what year it's in. Mm-hmm.
He said the acoustics in the male's bathroom there were very good.
Cool.
It just sings 1990 to me. That's what I'm going to go to 1990.
Okay, 1990.
Okay, I will say 1985.
I'm going to go 1991.
It was 1979.
Wow.
Oh, right. And I Murph was closest.
Yeah.
Murph was closest.
Yeah. And I did
you,
float.
You said 1979.
I did float in 1979. I was like, it could have been super, super early.
Yeah.
I think I associate, what came first, Thriller or Bad?
I thought it was Thriller.
Or what is it? Was it Fat? Was that his first single or was it something else?
No. Oh, it that's was. Where oh, yeah. That's where the final up. Reveal. Yeah. The first single was My Bologna.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
I was all focused on his Michael Jackson stuff.
Okay. KCPR was his college radio station. So there you go.
Okay. I'm going to take us back into ill-remembered cinema.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The movie 17 Again, in which Zac Efron plays a Matthew Perry who gets to be 17 again.
Okay. So this is height of Zac Efron's like teen acting. This is probably after like a High School Musical type stuff. This is all stuff that I haven't seen because I would have been in my 20s.
Yeah.
So this
and that shit was so cringe.
Yes, so cringe. Okay. This might have, or maybe this came out when I was in college. I'm going to say 2007.
Oh, that's a really good guess.
It is a good guess. I'm feeling I can picture the swoopy bangs, the suit with the tie flying over the shoulder. I see the movie poster.
Yeah.
I think it's 2006.
Okay.
I think it's 2006.
These are really good guesses. Fuck. So my college comedy troupe did a High School Musical parody, which really colors it for me. And I think it was in my later years of being in the troupe because it was like some of my troop members were early enough to have like watched High School Musical. So I think this had to have been Zac Efron is like, he's done High School Musical 1. He's done High School Musical 2. He's ready to move on to be a Hollywood superstar. Disney's eventually gonna get him back for High School Musical 3. But I think that, I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm gonna go late and great with this one, say 2008.
No one got it correct.
Now,
I will give you the hint.
Mm-hmm.
In this year, Viva La Vida by Coldplay wins Song of the Year at the Grammys.
Wow.
Okay,
Caldo, that's you.
Okay. The guesses are currently 8, 2007, and 2006?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess let's say 2005. Coldplay feels very 2005 to me.
Jake?
It's not 2004, so I just have to go the other end of the spectrum. At 2000, what was the highest one before?
2008.
I mean, it's not 2000. Fuck it. Caldwell's probably.
Caldwell's
right.
Got I'll it. Say 2005, 2009. I think, is it? Fuck. Is there any way it's 2010 and Zac Efron's younger than I thought he was? I thought he was only like 7 or 8 years younger than us, but maybe
we're all in this together, gang.
We're all in this together.
I wanted to give you guys something that didn't play exactly into your direct memories.
Yeah.
That's good.
I guess I'll say 2010 because I don't think it was like. It
wasn't earlier.
The correct answer was 2009. Another point for Jake.
Yes, dude.
Damn. Wow.
I thought maybe the Viva La Vida, because I feel like you guys would know Coldplay.
I thought Coldplay was older.
The only reason I guessed that right is because Caldwell stole the number that I wanted to say.
Me and Jake are tied with 3.
Damn, look at that.
Caldwell's got 1. So that is... That is me. Okay. I've got, I'm going to go with pop culture phenomena because that I think is my favorite category. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Here we go.
Partner with Pizza Hut to release an album and stage show called Coming Out of Our Shells.
Yep.
What?
Holy shit.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Happy Great. Pride.
Pizza Hut? Pizza Hut.
Everybody say their guesses so I can talk. Turtles.
Colin knows the exact answer to this one. He's like, could we please just get this?
I could be wrong. Yeah. I feel like I've got the timeline in my head.
I honestly, this could be anywhere from 1994 to 2014. And I'm going to guess, 1996.
Caldwell.
Okay, 96. So Eastman and Laird, they debut it in 87, I believe. There's a line of toys in like 89. And then the show, I believe, starts, I want to say, in like 91 or 92. And then it runs until about 97. So if they're doing a stage show, that's got to be like height of popularity. So I'm going to say 95.
I will go 94.
Okay. Everyone is wrong.
Whoa.
Okay, you want to give us a hint without saying the date?
You can drop the date because I think I go. Wait, do I go first?
Never mind. I go first if I hear the date.
Tell us about a scientific achievement from this year.
All right, this was the year that The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air debuted.
Ooh.
So that starts
okay. I'm gonna actually guess 93.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good guess. I'll say 92 just to be cheeky. Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually going to say 1991 this entire time. You guys didn't steal my guess. So if I'm wrong, it's entirely on me.
Okay. The answer is 1990. Jake was the closest.
Oh, God damn it. Wow. Yeah, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, like, the stage show, when they were doing all the live turtle stuff, that was to promote the first movie, which is old as hell.
That checks out.
And also the original cartoon, I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe it came out late 80s. It didn't come out in like 1990.
Mm. Okay, wow. I was so confident, but so wrong.
The TMNT show come out? 1987 is when the TMNT first show came out. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on to Jake, and then I think we'll do one more rapid fire round and we'll announce our winner.
Okay.
Okay.
Jake's currently in the lead.
You know what? I kind of want to do another pop culture phenomena.
Great.
Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton wear vials of each other's blood around their necks.
Solid.
That's really good.
Okay, I think I know
it was everywhere.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of my depth here. I usually know most celebrity blood-related stories, but this one, I feel like I was a little young for it. I'll kick things off with 96. That feels safe.
I'm going to hop over to 98.
Okay, I'm going to say 2000.
Wow, that's very possible.
I feel like it was at a Video Music Awards or Video Movie Awards or something like that, I thought. Maybe it was straight up the Oscars. I don't know. But Jake.
None of you guys are correct, but I'll give you a hint in the form of one of Murph's guesses. You mentioned the MTV VMAs. So I'll tell you, from the MTV Movie Awards, the best kiss that year was won by Julia Stiles and Sean Patrick Thomas for the movie Save the Last Dance.
Oh, fuck.
Telling.
I definitely saw Save the Last Dance.
Did someone guess 1999 yet?
No.
I'm about to.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to.
All right. It's either going to be 1999 or it could be like 2001.
Again, 1999 is the codex. That's always the guess if you don't know.
1999 is my guess.
I'll go 2001 and assume that it happened in the spring.
Okay. Okay. I guess I have to go like, what, 2002?
Yeah. It could be. I feel like that happened when we were in high school.
It could be, but it's not. Okay. Emily Axford gets the point. 2001.
Emily is pulling up. All right.
Was it? So it would have been before. It would have been pre 9/11 though. That is like strong.
Yeah, we were not trading each other's blood post 9/11.
No.
Surely.
Yeah. This is like June 2000.
No.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
You put the blood in your wallet after that.
All right. Since we're bumping up at the end of the show here, I'm going to say last round, you have to nail it. And we only go through everyone once.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
So right now, the scores are Caldwell and Emily tied at 2. I have 3. Jake has 4.
Do we want to do double or nothing for these points as well?
Do we want these points to count double?
Nah,
no. Okay, no double.
Because I think these are going to be quicker.
These are going to be quicker because we're just going to go through once.
So okay,
no hints, no nothing. Everyone gets a guess. If you don't nail it, nothing happens.
All right.
Caldwell,
okay.
Category and question.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'm going to finish on an absolutely insane one. This is from TV shows that happened. When did the Flintstones, Fred and Barney Meet the Thing, come out?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
The Thing.
Okay, Fred and Barney Meet the Thing.
So it's like a comic book character, or like an old movie character.
The Thing is a comic book character, but in this version of The Thing, it's played by a teen named Benji Grimm who has a magic ring.
Jesus.
And when he transforms, he says, "Thing ring, do your thing," and he becomes The Thing for some reason.
Everyone just guess a year before when we were born.
Yep, and let's I'm going to guess 19... 69.
That's 69. You guess. I'll say 1981.
81.
Good Jake. Guess. I feel like 83 to me.
83. Good guess. All of you are wrong. It was 1979.
Jesus. Oh.
Okay. Emily. Okay.
I remember watching that show and being so fucking confused as to why the thing was a teen.
Okay. The dabbing becomes a thing.
Whoa.
Oh.
The dabbing trend becomes
okay,
a thing.
Okay, all right.
Okay, this
it's,
is
you know,
quasi
coined and
quasi recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When were we doing this ironically? We were doing this ironically five or six years ago. I did do it very recently. But the point of that was that it was super ironic. God, I'm going to say, when were we dabbing? I'm going to say 2017.
That's a really good guess.
Jake?
I think it's 2016.
I guess I'll go 2018.
You are all incorrect. 2015 is when it is at least coined into being a trend.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I do a dab and defeat.
Okay.
This is the only chance that Emily and I have to sweep now is one of us has to get the next two questions correct.
Yeah.
Whoa, mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay.
Just a tie.
I've got ill-remembered cinema.
Great.
The Johnny Depp Olivia Munn vehicle Mordecai.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. That's also okay. Late. What? That's also later than you think.
There were all the posters all around everywhere with Johnny Depp with a mustache.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Like the,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Was like the thing.
I truly no fucking clue. 2012.
Okay.
That's Call a good guess. Off. I'm going to say 2014.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of different waves of when they, Olivia Munn, you said, right? There's different waves of them pitching her to us.
Definitely
yeah.
Obama so, era.
Yeah, be. I'm gonna guess that this is like when she's doing that game show and then they're trying to make it into cinema because that's a pretty big get at the time, Johnny Depp. So I'm gonna guess, what was everyone else's?
2012.
I said 2014.
I'm gonna go 2011.
The answer was 2015.
Oh!
Wow. Damn. Okay.
Wow.
Tough.
So if Murph doesn't get this, then I win.
Then Jake
is
wins.
That right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pop culture.
So you guys can and sabotage me. And you're the one me. Asking the question.
So you asked the question.
Wow.
Oh shit, he could sabotage me.
I'm gonna go with the one that I had planned on asking no matter what. Okay. Electronics. The TomTom.
Oh, the GPS?
That's right.
Oh.
Okay.
The TomTom GPS.
Wow. TomTom GPS.
That's a really
thing
good
that killed
question.
MapQuest.
I remember getting a GPS for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
When I was either in late high school or early college. I'm going to say 2007.
Okay.
Okay, this is so interesting because I was a printout MapQuest directions person mm-hmm. until way too late.
Same. Yeah, I was printing out MapQuest in college.
Yeah.
I can't believe Jake's going to win the title of Wizard of Wynn.
You know, I'm going to go 2008.
Okay. I'm going to take a risk here. I think there's a chance this came out earlier than it was fully adapted, and I just didn't have this yet. I'm going to say 2005.
Good guess.
Oh, God. It's 2004.
No! No! He's the Wizard of Wynn!
Holy shit!
Jake
my
wins!
Life flashed before my eyes.
God!
He straddled it. Oh my God.
We bow to you, O Wizard.
Well, good Lord. Arguably, I did it myself because I told Jake the answer
yeah.
and lied
yeah,
about
I did get one
yeah.
that he said.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
but hoisted. He guessed. He also guessed last.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's, you know, there's some strategy to the game, honestly.
Yeah.
This, I hope people like this because I had so much fucking fun just now.
It was really fun. It was like a good way to kind of talk nostalgically.
Yeah.
Within a frame of something that was maybe more interesting than us just talking about dumb shit.
But it's also, it was all of us just like Slumdog millionaireing through our lives trying to connect points of history. It was very interesting.
Hell yeah. Super fun. Everybody,
did
we all get everything wrong in the last round without hints? And
I believe so.
Again?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
That rocks. Okay, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back next week with D&D Court. And after that, we'll be on to Trinityvale and short rests again. In the meantime, Caldwell, why don't you take us out?
Oh, thanks so much for listening. Get ready to roll those wind dice.
Rolling with the wind dice.
When were dice invented? I think it was in the Roman Empire.